During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Getting someone to believe that you have an entity in your home or your house is haunted is not always the easiest thing to do. Finding a like-minded community like this program has created is not common. It's not common that you're going to have your whole family on board. It's not common that you're going to have all of your friends on board. It's not common that you're going to have your whole workplace on board. If you were to say, look, I think the only way to explain what's happening here is something paranormal. Get a lot of raised eyebrows, and you know how that goes. In our next story, we hear about a mother and their child. The child is experiencing things, seeing things that are really completely unexplainable. Goes so far as to drawing a picture of what they're seeing to try and express to their family what it is they're seeing. Turns out, mom's already snapped the exact same picture. Not a drawing, but picture. Here's how all of that happens. Take a listen. I recently became a fan of yours this past week. Oddly enough, I'm a teacher, and one of my students during our online session told me I should share my demon ghost stories with your show that I tell them. I typically share my own and other encounters with the paranormal as rewards for my students. After listening to your amazing podcast on my nightly walks this past week, I decided to write you with my story my students enjoy hearing the most. I'll write other stories about my experiences with the paranormal another time. Here is the backstory for this story. When I was 7, my big sister, informally adopted into our family, moved in with a couple from our church named Dick and Nancy. They had a massive two-story house about 20 minutes away from us and would rent rooms to college-age adults who wanted to attend the local community college about 5 minutes away from their home by car. My parents had just moved into our new house, one town over from where we previously lived. We've been staying in an apartment. My mom, our youngest sister, and I would go over to Dick and Nancy's house to swim and see our sister on weekends during summer to have lunch. I did not find out until I was older, but Dick and Nancy supposedly had a poltergeist that would move objects around the house. Dick and Nancy had one rule about the pool. Do not put wet towels on the back of the chairs in the sunroom. There was a sunroom with a table and six chairs that led out to the pool via a sliding glass door and connected to the house across from the kitchen and dining room area. While we were having lunch one day, my older sister came in furious that we had put the towels on the back of the chairs. Despite my mom's best effort to tell her we did not leave the towels on the back of the chairs, we left them outside lying on the concrete around the pool in the sun to dry, my sister still did not believe us. My mom's car keys and other belongings would not be in places we were sure we had left them. Instead, they'd be moved to the sunroom. This happened on a few occasions. A couple of months later, after the towels, Dick and Nancy went on a business trip. At the time, my sister would have been staying in the house alone by herself and felt uncomfortable doing so. So the night Dick and Nancy left, we went to the house to pick up some of her belongings, and she would come stay with us temporarily until Dick and Nancy returned from their trip. Their house was constructed weird in a way. When we walked down the driveway, the front door placed you on the second story of the house. There were stairs you'd walk down on your right to get to the open living room, and directly behind that space was the kitchen area to the left, and the door leading to the sunroom directly across from the kitchen. My sister went into the bathroom on the second story to get her belongings. The house was pitch black, and I sat at the top of the stairs, my feet dangling between the posts, waiting for her. While she was in the bathroom, I heard the sound of the door creaking. It was creaking open. I was thinking it was my sister coming out, but it turned out, when I turned around, the door was still shut. She was showering, as I could hear the water running. I turned back around trying to figure out where that sound was coming from, as I could still hear a door creaking open. Suddenly, the sunroom sliding glass door swung open, and a blinding light began to emit from the room. A figure emerged from the sunroom, floating towards the kitchen. I could barely make out the figure, but it did not appear to have legs. It looked almost like a ghost character represented in an anime or some sort of cartoon. Once it reached the kitchen, I saw it turn its face towards me. I could see piercing red eyes as it smiled in my direction, grinning a crimson red smile. After a couple of seconds, it began to slowly float back into the sunroom, looking and smiling at me the entire time. It felt like the Cheshire Cat smile. Once the figure re-entered the sunroom, the door slammed shut and the house was pitch black again. I jumped up as soon as I could, hoping if I stood still enough, the entity would not see me in the darkness on top of the stairs. The minute it disappeared, I wanted out of there. I began pounding the door, crying for my sister. She rushed out and began to console me, asking me what happened, checking to see if I was hurt or injured. Through the tears, I began to try to explain to her what happened, but could not muster the words yet. We grabbed the rest of her stuff and drove home. My sister gave me paper and some crayons and asked me to draw what happened. At a stoplight heading up the street to our new house, my sister saw the picture I'd made, her skin color then faded. She raced up the street as fast as she could, grabbed the photo, me, and rushed us into the house. My mom greeted us and my sister frantically began to tell her about what had happened at Dick and Nancy's. She showed my mom the picture. My mom grabbed me and asked if I was sure this was what I saw. I stood steadfast in my answer. She called my dad, who also looked at the picture, questioning me about the incident. At the time, I had no clue what my parents seemed so concerned about, which only made me feel more uncomfortable and fearful. I slept with my older sister every night in my room. The next day, our church's pastor came to our home and did a blessing for our home and our family. After that, we were no longer allowed to go to Dick and Nancy's. My older sister moved out almost immediately after the incident. It was not until I was older that I asked my mother about the incident, and she finally told me the full story. When we were living in the apartment complex, my youngest sister would get these mysterious bruises on her body. When they asked her about it, she would simply say things did it to me. They believed it was toys or objects, but were not entirely sure. One day, my mother's friend from work came to our old apartment. When she entered, she got the chills and asked my mother if her kids are okay. My mother told her, yes, they're fine, but her coworker said, I hate to tell you this, but something is hurting one of your kids, a girl. My mother, who never discussed the incidents with anyone in fear someone might call CPS and they cannot explain the bruises on my sister. My mother was bewildered and her heart sank in her chest. After that, she began taking pictures of my little sister, hoping to catch something, anything. She eventually did. In the process of moving out, my parents took photos of the apartment as proof of the condition the apartment was left in. They would take two photos of the same spot, and one of the photos near where my younger sister would play, a mysterious figure appeared on the photos. It had glowing red eyes and a red smile. They could not explain the figure as it did not appear on any other photos and did not appear on photos to the left or right of the space, but only on the two photos of that specific area. The reason my parents and older sister were so frightened about my drawing was because the drawing and photos were almost identical. She pulled out both and sat them side by side next to show me. The figures were strikingly similar in shape and size and shared that evil red smile. Unfortunately, soon after my mother had told me the full story, the drawing and photos went missing. Maybe my mother discarded them in fear that they would bring the entity back after all these years, or maybe something wanted to remain in the shadows. We never had an incident with the entity. Thank you for your amazing podcast and taking the time to read my story. I hope you enjoy it as much as my students do.
Stories online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.